So yesterday the Chavos Avon has this moshel of Doma the Evet Shetzivo HaMelech V'Kabel Moma Me'avdi Malchusa. To collect taxes or something. V'Sheyimna HaMoos V'Yishkelein V'Yartzein. So instead of the Evet carrying out that task, so he relies on others to tell him how much money there is and what the weight of each of the coins is, and that the coins are pure, that they're, not a mixture of silver and something else, but they're pure. And then in the Moshel, so Chiyavo HaMelech. Afilo im yimotze hamomon kedivrehem. So, I think more pointedly than we said yesterday, I think the pshat is as follows. Let's say you go to the butcher store and you buy a cut of beef. So how do you know that it's kosher? Because there's two discussions hanging in the window, and whoever the Rabbi Machshir or the Vada Rabbonim, who's Machshir, is telling you that this store is under. Okay. So if you want to be precise, so if someone asks, how do you know? Were you there? You saw the animal shachter, and then you were there for the malicha and everything. No, I didn't know anything, but. The Rabbi Machshir told me that it's okay. So, in quotation marks, so one knows in quotation marks, based on what one is told. So, in the context of kashrus, so that's 100% l'chatchila, because the Torah said that since Eidecha Nehem Bisurim, that Eichus of Yediya is totally l'chatchila. And there's no reason that a person has to be makbet, be present for the shechita and every step of the process from the shechita until it ends up in the chant. He can enjoy his chant, and that's 100% l'chatchila. What the Chavos Halevavos is saying, we'll see soon, he quotes, maybe we can see right now, we'll jump ahead a little bit. Kedichsiv yadata hayom v'hashevosa alavavecha ki Hashem hu Elokim v'shamayim mimal v'alaoretz mitochas einov v'chein omar v'chol ma shenucha lamor al beru v'midach ha-sechel. Meaning, even though this pasuk is talking about one particular yisod ha-emuna, but if you apply the midah shantan adroshes bahen of Kamosha Amber of Hussein is a Khanan Bach, the Kodavisha, the Khan Yatsa, the Khan Lame, Lal Lame, the Atsa Yatsa, the Lame, the Kalku Yatsa, the Nation Das in Yan Yichud, Onof Min Hadvam, Shayudna Midara Hasechel, Umasha Yishai Bo, Yishai Bekulam. So the Chavos Halevavos is saying, the Torah said, again, this is very much his Shita, the Rambam Shita, not everyone agrees with it, but it's the Shita of the Chavos Halevavos and the Rambam. That the Torah said that one, unlike Eidecha Nehem and Bisurin, where it's 100% l'chatchila, that one's yediyah is really a secondhand yediyah, but the Torah said that's fine, because that's the level of yediyah that you need. There's no inyan to have. Over here, no, the yediyah is supposed to be firsthand. So if a person The Chavos HaVavos will tie again. Not everyone agrees with the Chavos HaVavos and the Rambam, but this group of Gedolei Olam are telling us, if a person knows Hashem Echad only Midah HaKabbalah, so that's analogous to knowing that the meat is kosher. Now, is that a yediyah? It is a yediyah. But unlike Eid Echad Emin Bisurin, where the Torah said, and that's the there is no inyan lechatchila to have a first-hand yediyah. Over here, no. V'yadata hayom ha-shevos ha-levavacha means no. That one who is capable of it, b'chavos ha-levavos, the Rambam Tanya, is supposed to have a first-hand yediyah. So if again, I know that it says in the Torah, Hashem l'ken Hashem echad, but I don't know how the Rambam explains it in Parag Aleph of Yisrael HaTorah. So then it's a yediyah comparable to Eid Echad Emin Bisurin. So is it a yediyah? Yes, it is a yediyah. Is the person a ma'amin? Yes, the person is a ma'amin. But according to the Chavos HaVavos and the Rambam, the mitzvah, again, the key of a mitzvah is not ma'akev and being a ma'amin. But the mitzvah is doreshes, that if a person is unlike Eid Echad Emin Bisurin, unlike the Chatichas Bosar, if a person is capable of having a first-hand yediyah, so in that sense, the Eved, when the Eved stands, that's the point of the Moshel. Again, I missed this yesterday in the explanations. It wasn't... The point is that the Melech says to the Eved, I want you to be able to attest firsthand. I want your word as to how many coins there are here and to what the quality of the coins is. I'm not asking that you should pass on a second-hand yediyah to me. I asked for your first-hand yediyah. And that's what the Chavos HaVavos is expressing through the Moshel, and that's what he's saying. Okay, so I think we're about to read from Ki Yipalei Mincha Devil HaMishpat. Yes.
I wonder if I'm jumping the gun here, but does this have to do anything for what we were talking about in the Thursday Shir, that about the road that you have to, like, and it's not, they're not saying the same exact thing, but where a person has to exert that all of their rational sense in order to have that proper understanding?
I understand why you're asking, but there isn't anything in the Chavos HaVavos that indicates, you know, what the Rav is talking about. There is anything in what the Rav is talking about that would, let's say. Again, the Deya HaCholekes on the Chavos HaVavos says no. The type of yediyah that the Torah wants, the Torah is, it is lechatchilat, again, to have a yediyah similar to Eid Echad Emin Bisurin. That is acceptable, to have a yediyah based on a masorah. That is Torah lechatchilat. There's nothing what the Rav is saying that takes sides on that issue. Me'idach gisa, there's nothing with the Chavos HaVavos is saying that, you know, that introduces the idea of you know, the ideal system, its own world of ideas. V'zeis b'am shnei panim ha'echad mehem, right where he's about to quote the pasuk ki yipali mimcha davar l'mishpat, ha'echad mehem imasha ha'makosiv ki yipali mimcha davar l'mishpat ben don l'don, ben din l'din, ubein nega l'nega, divei rivas b'sharecha. V'asis opi ador sheyagidu l'cha. V'kshe'ato mistakel v'amesh ha'kolo ha'posuk ha'rishon me'inyon ha'yadinim, timtza'im dvarim she'tzrichim lefrot osam u'lechalkam u'ledaktik bohem b'derach ha'kabbalah. Lo b'derach osos ha'seichel. Ben dum the dum. Ben dum tom e la dum toho. You're looking at Marios. Okay, so within the halachic system, so some maros are atome and some maros are atohor, and now you have to figure out whether which side of the line this dam falls on. Negoim as well. So the answer, again, even if the answer is not purely within svar. Hello, Tirish. Hello, Hiske. Bechlolam. Inyan meinyanam. Asher yusku mitzad hasechel. Ki lo omer kishe tistapik beinyan hayichur echu. O b'shmos haboi u b'midosa u b'shorosh mishorosh hadas. Ka avodas hamokom u b'toach olav ikana lefonav. V'yachir hamaisa l'shmo u l'vara hamaisa matovim mi pig a hahefsed. Again, purity of motivation. Vinyana Yachuba Menaveras Valira Mimeno Lahava also Lizboshish Mponov Lakhashi Vimanafij Babu Shmo Vahadoma Lazem Mashi Agil of Odom Dacha Sech Vahakora Shatorim Bahama Idechachmi Atora Vahasamech Vasismach Aldivik Abalosim Bilvad. Meaning the Chavos Avraham says the impression you have there in the Parsha of in Parsha Shoftim of Kiyipani Mimcha Davala Mishpat. Is it something which is beyond you? It's beyond you because either maybe it's beyond your level of knowledge, or it's beyond you that the Chachamim and the other Batei Din are Chalukim Badavar. So clearly, what if it's beyond you, or if there's a machlokes about it, it's not subject matter which Seichel just indicates clearly, unequivocally, what's right and what's true. And in all Chovos HaLevavos, that is the case, right? That Seichel indicates clearly and unequivocally what is true. And here it's something which is Ki Yipali Mimcha. The subject matter, which isn't something that can be, again, unequivocally clarified al pi seichel. So that in that tchum of Chovos HaLevavos, something that can be unequivocally established as a seichel, so it's not supposed to end up in Bez Din HaGadol. It's in everyone's province. V'hadoma l'zem imar sheyegi elav ha'odim b'derach ha'secha v'ha'kar she'tamidu ma'idechach me'yator v'asamach v'sismach adir v'kabalasim b'lvar av'l omar she'toshim al daitcha u'tashamish b'sich l'cha b'mash adoma l'zeh achar she'tamad olav mitzad ha'kabola she'hi kolalas kol mitzvos ha'tore v'shoshayin u'pirkehen v'tachko olav b'sich l'cha u'svonosla v'shigil daitcha ad she'izbor l'cha ha'emes v'yidocha ha'sheker. So says the Chovos HaLevavos, again, the point that we commented on yesterday also, the last line that we saw yesterday, of Yizbar L'chamidach HaKabbalah V'Aseichel Yachad, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, revealed Chovos HaLevavos to us in the Torah, so that we have a roadmap for applying and employing our Seichel to arrive at a deeper understanding. We don't have to figure out the truth of Hashem Echad. That is served to us on a platter. So we need to come to a deeper understanding of that. How do we demonstrate that the truth of that truth which the Torah reveals to us? I think the Rambam writes that he said Aristotle, even though the Rambam was very impressed with Aristotle's intellectual prowess and abilities, he said he got messed up because he didn't have a tradition to guide him. in applying his seichel. And that's what the Chavos HaLevavos is saying. Again, this emphasis on using seichel, that means because we have the Torah told us the starting point, and the Torah tells us the finishing point, so then, you know, use the seichel, you know where you're supposed to start, you know where you're supposed to finish, and that keeps you on the on the straight and narrow. If you know that your destination is on the east and you're walking in the morning and you come to a crossroads, so you look up and you see the sun is here, so then you know which way to turn on the crossroads. Otherwise, you may make a wrong turn. So as much emphasis as is being placed on the seichel, but the seichel is being guided here. The seichel is being guided. Actually, is Baruch Emes v'yidach Hashem k'zichse v'yadaita Hayom Hashem v'asal v'rach G'yashem Elokim Hashemayim Malah Shemitach Hasenot. V'chein Omer b'choma. Okay, we just read this. V'chein Omer b'choma Shenuch Alamad Abayru v'midach Haseichel K'mo Shem V'vaseinu Zal Kol Dov She'b'chol V'yatzim L'kol Lamed L'al Lamed Al Atzmo Yatzah Al Lamed Al Kol Kulu Yatzah. Nei She'da'as Inyan Hayichud Onof Min Hadvarim She'yubnu V'midach Haseichel. V'hasheni, the second pasuk that also reflects that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects, again, that if we can have a yediyah that goes beyond the Eid Echad and Bisurin, if we can have the yediyah that the person can know firsthand, so he shouldn't be content with knowing secondhand, V'hasheni mimash she'amar HaKosev halo yadata im lo shamata. Elokei Elam Hashem Borik Tzos Ha'aretz. Oma halo yadata al hayidiyo shehi mitzad haraya. V'oma halo shamata al derech ha-kabbalah v'hasamech. V'chein oma halo seidu'u halo sishmo halo hugad meirosh lachem. Hikdem hayidiyo mitzad haraya al hayidiyo mitzad ha-kabbalah v'ha-agadah. V'chein omer Moshe Rabbeinu, al Hashem tignu l'zos amnobu v'lochochem, z'choyim os olam binu sh'azlo v'do, sh'al v'icha v'egimcha, z'kenecha v'yomu l'och. V'zer raya al mashe zocharnu. Ki ha-kabbalah, again, the same idea about the kabbalah, the tradition, the masorah being the guide and providing the guidepost for applying seichel, v'im hi kodemes b'teva, m'nei tzorach halom d'mei le'a t'chila, Ein ze men azriz es she yismach al lehal levada misha yuchal adaz beruah v'darach harayas. U min hadin la'ayin b'mesha yusag midarach ha-sechel u lahavi olav rayos b'mofes. Mofes in medieval Hebrew means a logical demonstration. U lahavi olav rayos b'mofes sheshikal hadaz ozrel l'misha yesha l'chol des lasos ken. Omer Mechaber, v'kemen sh'amati al chiyuv mitzvos halevav, v'shanachnu chayim b'hem mimah shezochanu, v'ra'isi shehunchu v'luchu b'avem sefer miyuchad, v'zbonanti ma shehem bo, anshei dorenu mikor tzedaitam l'havinam, kol shekem l'asosam l'sasek b'hem, v'hoye mechesed alukim alai she'ha'irani al chochmas ha'matzpon. I don't know if the Chazavos means that he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for putting the idea in his head, you know, to be sensitive to the importance and recognize the neglect of Chavos HaLevavos. Yitachle, what he means is that anything a person does, right, is with the abilities and capacity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So it could be that also. Even if when it happens, what we would describe accurately, as on a natural level. It's the Chavos HaLevavos, you know, his sensitivity. Okay, so that capacity for sensitivity, Enachanami, it's his bechira to employ it, and it's not that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is programming his mind and controlling his thoughts. But meidach gives mechesed olkim alai sheirena achlach masamatzpon, that whatever sensitivity and whatever understanding and whatever insight is needed to have recognized this, so it's a chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me those capacities. But what isi b'maseh can, that's obviously true for anything and everything that a person ever does or is able to do. But what isi b'maseh can remain zechan on the vach, but meshek ibanu mitivehem. Okay, this is a little bit of a rikhus, so we'll stop.